Welcome to the show. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for joining us. Today, we're going to talk about how to win the battle against social media censorship. It took me like 5 takes to be able to say that halfway decently, so I'm really stoked with that take. Before we get into that, go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. What does a membership do? It helps support us. You are coming alongside of us with that membership and helping us proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ through all of our shows, through the content that we're putting out. And we're talking about how and what that looks like to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area, our homes, our politics, our work, our families. So please pray about coming alongside of us and giving your financial support. Also, pray for our show. Pray for our network as we continue to grow and no doubt experience attacks, but God is faithful. He is growing our network. It's been so encouraging. So think about, pray about coming alongside of us, lifting us up in prayer, supporting us as a member, and helping us proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to reach out to me, you can go over to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I was thinking about Periscope. That's the 4th one. YouTube. You can find me on How to Build a Tent. Look up Cross Politic as well on those accounts. We're streaming shows all the time. You can email me if you're not the social. Man, there I go with the whistle again. I don't know what it is with that S. The social media. If you're not the social media type, there I go. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Lastly, before we get into the content, this is the 50th show. The 50th show. I can't believe that we have gone this long. I really appreciate you guys and your support and sharing the show with a friend. If we weren't growing as like we are, it would make this so much harder. I don't know if you have ever put together a podcast, a show, a sermon, a lecture, but you know that for those that do, that how much goes into prepping for a show, doing the research, making sure that your facts are right, then shooting the show, making sure that you sound halfway decent, and then the editing afterwards. There's a lot that goes into this. And so all of that to say, I really appreciate you guys, and you guys have been an encouragement that makes all of that stuff so worth it. So thank you so much for all that you guys do, listening, sharing the show. All right, so today we're going to talk about how to fight against social media censorship. And you're like, wow, that's a pretty big opponent that you're going to be going after. Facebook, Twitter, and like even Google, they're censoring conservatives and Christians. 2 different fields. Not all conservatives are Christians. And hopefully all Christians aren't crazy liberals, but that's a whole nother show. If you're a liberal Christian, you need to listen to the Cross Politics show. Besides that, how do we fight against the censorship? How do we fight against those sites limiting our speech? Not that it's a First Amendment issue, because it's not the government, but how do we do that from a private sector perspective? How do we do that from a Christian perspective? And I was thinking about this a lot. Now, I don't know if you've experienced that directly, but as a Christian network, as a show that puts out Christian content, we experience that a lot. It impacts us financially. It impacts our views because our search results don't come through. I don't know if you know this, but when you like search through Google or Facebook or Twitter, you don't get just like the raw results or the most popular results. But there's a lot that goes into that algorithm where they decide what you see or not see. So there's this huge algorithm in the background, and they pick and choose people to suppress, people to promote, businesses to suppress and promote. And how do, so as Christians, how do we fight this battle? And before we even get to that, I was thinking, and I was talking with David, you may know him as Chocolate Knox, about this weekend, that this isn't the first battle about censorship with Christianity, with politics. But there has been a previous battle that I was thinking about and I was talking to David about, and that's at the workplace, and why I think it's fitting to talk about it here in the show. We have been censored at the workplace from preaching the gospel from talking about politics, from talking about cultural issues that are outside the liberal narrative for a long time. And as Christians, as Christian leaders, as business people, a lot of us have caved to that. We have given the ground. We have ceded the battle to the other side. We've stopped talking about the gospel. We've stopped talking about truth. We've just let comments go that we shouldn't have let go. We have stopped fighting the battle at the workplace. No wonder Facebook, Google, Twitter, these sites feel like they can regulate and censor us on our platform, on their platforms, on our profile pages, because the Christians at those companies haven't fought the battle there. And they have felt that since they can do it at the workplace, why not do it with their products? And they are so bold that they are even impacting their own income, their own sales for this, just to get their point of view across and to fight against the Christian message, conservatism. There's a whole slew of things, whatever is against the liberal agenda. But liberals, people advancing the world agenda, they could talk about it all the time, and they do. It's amazing. If you just overhear what they say it casually. They say it like everyone agrees with them. But what do we do as conservatives? What do we do as Christians? We just let it go. We don't say anything. We don't disagree with them. And we've just given the playing field away, the battlefield away. No wonder it's run over into our everyday life and our social media and things like that. And talking with David, who is a super wise guy, he is a genius. And I'm sure you could tell from just listening to his gems of knowledge on CrossPolitik. If you haven't seen that show, check that one out as well. And he was saying it went before the workplace. As Christians, we gave up talking about politics, talking about culture at our churches. And I was like, whoa, that is so true. And we were just having, you know, one of those great conversations where we were just, you know, back and forth, super passionate, super excited, like, oh my gosh, this is so true. And this is so right on. And it was just one of those great conversations. And that's so true. Our pastors have stopped preaching the lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of life but the church. And even in the church, we have given away the battlefield in our culture. We've given it away in our workplace. And no wonder it's coming over into our social media as well. And he didn't even stop there, David. But he said, it's worse than that. We have given up the ground in our families. At the dinner table, our fathers aren't leading our families anymore, talking about truth, talking about how to disciple people and how to fight the battle. We aren't training our kids to be bold. We aren't training our kids to engage in the fight because we're probably not doing it either. How can we teach our kids to stand up in the workplace, to stand up in their schools, to stand up to their friends and proclaim the lordship of Jesus if we're not doing it ourselves? Now, some of us, and I'm lumping myself in this too, I'm going to be honest, I don't always stand up and fight when I should. Some of us feel like we do a good job defending the faith. When someone says something, we will give a rebuttal, we will stand up and talk about the truth. But God has not called us to just play defense. He tells us to go out, not to stay put. He says that the gates of hell will not prevail. What are gates? They're defensive. God has called us to be offensive and to go out and to proclaim the lordship of Jesus, making disciples of all nations in every area, in every culture. That includes our workspaces. That includes our family. That includes our neighborhoods. That includes our social media. If we want to fight against social media censorship, then we need to start fighting the battles that we haven't fought before. We need to go back and start fighting and start proclaiming the lordship of Jesus, start preaching the gospel to people, start calling people out on their sin, start dividing the truth from falsehood and all those areas that we gave up fighting long ago as Christians, the workplace, our churches, our families. We need to be raising up kids to be warriors. I named my son after a warrior. His name means mighty warrior. And I did that more so to remind me that I am not just training up a child to be happy in life. I'm not training up a child so that he could get all the goodies and enjoy life to the fullest. But I'm training up someone to be a mighty warrior of God that can be used by God to overthrow enemy strongholds. We are here with purpose, and we need to raise our children that way too. We need to lead our businesses. We need to lead ourselves and our careers to do that very thing. And some companies, some people do it really well. And I would encourage you, if you feel that you are weak in one of these areas, to go find those companies, go find those people and learn from them. Read the books they read. Read the articles they write. Start figuring out how to get engaged in the battle. Because what's going to happen is just like those previous battles, if we don't engage and fight back in this social media space, if we don't engage and start fighting back in those other areas of life, the enemy is just going to continue fighting and start going to other areas. I hope that's encouraging. I hope that doesn't come off as negative, but I hope that's a kick in the pants that will give you boldness. Remember, the Spirit gives us power, gives us a sound mind. Walk in the Spirit. Use the spiritual gifts given to us to fight these battles that Paul talks about in Ephesians 6. I hope this is an encouragement for you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me on those social media sites at How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Let's go out and proclaim the Lordship. Let's be excellent at our work where we have credibility. Let's be bold. Let's be sound that we won't be dismissed. And let us share the love of Jesus with everyone in our lives, even at work, because we are called to share our religion. We are called to share our politics, the politics of the King. Hope that's encouraging. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.